Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. KESK Radio Station is coming back to you live, believing what God is doing, how God is doing it, because He's doing the way through Jesus Christ. Remember the word. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And the abundance of life is dependent upon how you see yourself. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a son of God or just a person out there doing nothing? I want to share with these words with you. If you know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord, you have access to the Holy Father. You have access to the Holy Father. So go on and just get to know Him. We got a lady finna come on now. We got dynamite. She got the Word of God. Here she come. Hear her. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. This is Minister Diane. I just want to open up in prayer tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just give you thanks, Lord God, tonight. I just thank you, Lord, for the things you've done in our lives and the things that you continue to do. And I just thank you how you just make yourself known to us, Lord God, and how you position us to acknowledge you in everything and all things, Lord God. So, Father, I ask that you, as I set myself aside, that your Holy Spirit would take complete control, that you open up the hearts of the people who need to hear a word tonight, Lord God. Be set free, Lord God. Be delivered, Lord. Or simply come to a place of acknowledging you as sovereign of all things, Father. I just thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone who needs forgiveness, Lord God, I thank you that they're receiving it right now in the name of Jesus. Anyone that needs salvation, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, their hearts is open to receive by your Holy Spirit. Anyone that needs healing of their hearts and their emotions, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that that has been given to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the need is, Lord, I thank you it's being met tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Well, hello, everybody. I hope you had a heartfelt Thanksgiving. One of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is thankfulness and grace. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you impart what needs to be imparted and let it be a blessing to the hearts of those who need to receive it. I know a lot of y'all know what Thanksgiving is all about as far as Thanksgiving and the way man thinks Thanksgiving is, you know. It's original forefathers that discovered America a long time ago when they came to America, they learned to celebrate Thanksgiving with the Native Indians. And if y'all know anything about history, you know there was a lot of turmoil and conflict in that first Thanksgiving. It wasn't an easy Thanksgiving, but they chose to work at learning to give thanks to one another and their different cultures and customs, because there was two different groups of people. And at the same time, they recognized a God that was greater than himself, and giving thanks to him for the bountiful harvest and the things he had done in their lives in spite of the challenges each of them faced. What I like about their first Thanksgiving is that it was centered around God first. It wasn't centered around commercialism or what they thought they needed or didn't need. It was centered around who they believed that God was and his sovereignty, and they just wanted to bless him for the many things he had done for them in spite of the challenges that they faced. Today, Thanksgiving has become so commercialized, and if our forefathers, Native Indians, and the pilgrims of a long time ago who initiated this, if they would see us today and how we celebrate Thanksgiving, I could only imagine some of the things that they would say. You know, we still celebrate like they did as far as fellowshipping with family and close friends, you know. But I don't think everybody, if you really think about it, everybody, don't really keep God, Christ, as the center of Thanksgiving. A lot of us do, but there's so many more of us that don't. So that's why I wanted to bring that to our attention, because we have a lot more to be thankful for than what we think we do. Thanksgiving is a national holiday in America and in Canada and possibly all over the world. It's a day that's celebrated on 2 days instead of one. And around that is, of course, all the festive foods like turkey and stuffing and dressing and all the different kinds of vegetables and sweet, delightful things. And it's a table that's set to as a feast for family and friends to come in and enjoy. And among those things is football, especially the men who love football. Now, there's some women who love football, too, but it's also surrounded by football and spirited gatherings. And if you know what spirited gatherings mean, that people come to drink and have a good time. And, you know, God is not against anybody from having a good time, because we all need to learn how to enjoy life in the presence of God. Like, for instance, you know, we don't drink, but my family got together. It was a house full, and we played games, you know, and we just enjoyed each other's company, and we acknowledged the Lord in the midst of that. And, you know, sometimes people don't think Christians can have fun, but you can have great fun in the presence of the Lord. You just have to find that niche that works for you and your family. When we come, it's a day of fruitfulness and celebrating the blessings of the Lord in our lives. And not only that, you know, it became commercialized a long time ago when it started being surrounded by Black Fridays, that people would be fighting over merchandise in the different stores, almost to the point of killing one another. But that's Thanksgiving, right? Or busy Saturdays for small businesses open their doors, like boutiques, so that you can come buy their merchandise, because their merchandise are usually very unique items, you know, that you can't find just at any store. How about Cyber Monday? Whatever you buy online, you get a discounted price. Very commercialized. I want to believe that Thanksgiving is more than that. It's more than families coming together and celebrating one day out of the year to say thank you. My question is, who are they saying thank you to? Like I said before, some of us are saying thanks to God because we know and we acknowledge him as sovereign over our lives and the things he's done. And this year, before the end of the year, I'm asking everybody to really think out of the box and their thankfulness to God. And, you know, only a select few people will go as far as I'm going to be going tonight to talk about that. Some people like to talk about it. It's a very controversial subject. And some people think that you are not sensitive when you talk about it. But, you know, I like to lean on God's grace, and only because God calls us to be thankful in all things, not just in some things, you know. We laugh and we joke and we have fun and good times and everything's going well and it's, nothing's going wrong. But, you know, what about when everything is going wrong, when the bottom is dropping out? Can you be thankful? Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Is not he who made us and not ourselves? We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and he endures to all generations. Thanksgiving is about having a spiritual attitude, not mental defense. In other words, to be truly thankful is not of the mind, it's about spirit. Thanksgiving is a way, thanks, if you know, I'm saying thanksgiving, but I'm actually saying two words. Separate thanks and giving. You're thanking God and you're giving him thanks. It's a way of praising God, honoring him, expressing our gratitude for all he has done in our life. Thanksgiving is a communion and fellowship, not just with family and friends, but also in acknowledging God as our Lord, our Creator, in whom all our blessings flow. All over the manual, which is our Holy Bible, it talks about thanksgiving. It's the manual for eternal life. It's where God commands us to give thanks to him, to praise him in all things. Every day we wake up, every day that we take in breath, every day that we have a reason to be thankful, every day is a day of thanksgiving in which we can be in continuous praise unto the Lord God in our conversations with him, in our walk with him, in our talk with him, Every breath that we breathe is an opportunity to give God thanks. Recently, I heard a story of this young woman who lost, who was caught up in an automobile accident, and she miscarried the baby, and she had a very small family, her mom, her husband, not that many people. This happened years ago. It's a true story. It happened years ago. Her mom called and said that she wasn't coming for Thanksgiving, some of the things going on. At the same time, her husband was at work. He had to go into work, and they have traveled, moved from all over the country, and he called and to check on her and see how she was doing because he realized it was not a good time for her. And so she, you know, she was already irritated and frustrated, so she really got irritated when he said they had to move again. So instead of her trying to understand where he was coming from, she became more frustrated, and she proceeded to tell him how bad her day was, first with the fact that her mom wasn't coming, then with the fact that they had to move, and also because he did not acknowledge the importance of that day to her. She was very embittered by that. She even told him, "I can't believe you can't remember what today is." And he said, "Oh, is it that day? You know, men, we always don't remember the important things that are important to the women. What we think is, what men think is important is usually not important. So men always have to be reminded by different anniversaries and birthdays and special occasions that's important to a woman." But she thought that he will remember this particular day because that day, that Thanksgiving day, was the day their son was supposed to be born that she lost. She couldn't believe it that he couldn't remember it. He asked for forgiveness, and instead of her forgiveness, she just brushed it off and made a comment about her best friend saying that maybe God would use this experience for you to comfort someone else. She couldn't think about being a comfort to other people. All she was thinking about was herself. So to cheer herself up, she told her husband, "I'm going to give me some flowers. Maybe that would brighten my day." And she went to the floral shop. And as she entered that floral shop, she overheard a conversation that really puzzled her. The store clerk was giving out this special kind of flower, and she called it the Thanksgiving special. So this woman, Sandra, I'm going to call her Sandra, was puzzled at the bouquet she was, you know, selling. And she was asking her, "I can't believe," she was telling her, "I can't believe you're giving her that. Where are the roses?" She said, "I cut them off." And she said, "Explain. I don't understand. If she's coming for a bouquet of roses, why are you cutting the roses off and giving her just the stems?" By that time, another lady walked into the flower shop for the same order, Thanksgiving special. And so the flower shop owner gave her special. So really puzzled and really amazed at what she was doing and she was making money off it, she asked her to explain why she was giving the Thanksgiving special. So she explained that about 3 or 4 years ago, before then, she lost her husband. And for the first time after 37 years, she was alone. And so instead of sitting at home being grievous about her loss, she wanted to cheer up somebody for Thanksgiving. And because she owned the flower shop, she thought that would be a great way to honor her husband. So she came up with this idea of the Thanksgiving specials. Instead of giving a bouquet of roses, she would give away a bouquet of thorns. And the thorns represented, if you think about it, people would think, why you would give a bouquet of thorns? Well, the thorns actually was a method of healing her broken heart because she was able to see a joy of other people who was going through horrific things, find a way to find peace in the thorns that they walked through. I asked you today, the many thorns is, the thorns represents the situations that we walk through day in and day out. Like I have a friend that just got good news that he was cancer free. But that was a him for a while. And then that he chose to be so thankful to God for what he did. for healing his body and restoring him back to health. I had another friend who lost her mother years ago. And this Thanksgiving, when she thought about her mom, she thanked God for the opportunity of knowing her mom and sharing a life with her mom. That's a thorn. You know, so when you think about Thanksgiving, we always want to think about the good things, and nothing wrong to think about the good things. But can we think about the things that that we were processed through, that delivered us from something, that brought us healing? Sandra didn't understand the hidden process of the thorn until the next man came in and explained what the bouquet of thorns did for him and his wife. Him and his wife was on the verge of divorce. And that year, he was willing to do whatever he had to do to save his marriage. He walked into the florist shop asking for a bouquet of roses and explained the situation to the store owner. And she explained to him what the bouquet of thorns would do. He went home that day. Him and his wife shared Thanksgiving dinner. And during the sharing of the Thanksgiving dinner, they took each stem, put their hurt on it, whatever it is that the hurt was, and also replace that hurt with whatever they needed. In other words, if they needed peace in that house, they released whatever frustration they had, and they replaced it with peace. And every year since then, at that time, and when the story was told, it was 4 years, they always did, they always bought a bouquet of thorns. And the young woman, Sandra, could do nothing but cry because she realized that she was holding on to a lot of bitterness. And the healing began for her in the flower shop on Thanksgiving Day. She learned to surrender her pain, the loss of a child. She learned to let go. She learned to forgive herself, her husband, her friend, her mom, and anybody else that she was holding frustration and bitterness with. She released the bitterness and that frustration right there in that store, and she received God's grace and purchased a bouquet to be a reminder to her of God's grace in her life over the situations and the trials and challenges she was facing. And every trial, that's always a seed of gratefulness. It's always a seed of goodness. It's always, God always gives us a seed for us to grab hold to and let it grow in our members as he processes through the challenges that we go through. As part of her deliverance in the flower shop, I like to say it that way because she did not leave the same as she came. She was asked to say this prayer, and this prayer went, "Dear God, I have thanked you 1,000 times for my roses, and how often have we done that? But never once did I thank you for my thorns. Teach me to value my thorns. Teach me the glory of the cross that I bear. Show me that I have come closer to you along the path of pain. Show me that through my tears, the colors of your rainbow look much more brilliant." Well, it's easy for us to say thank you to God on Thanksgiving Day for all the good things that he has done for us, for the bountiful blessings that he has given us. This Thanksgiving Day, did you thank God for your thorns? You know, Paul was a man. He said in 1 Corinthians 12 that, "I know a man that went to the third heaven and saw great and mighty things that he cannot even speak of." And the same man was given a thorn in the flesh, and he asked God 3 times, "Will you take this thorn away?" And God said, "No. I need you to understand that my grace is sufficient." Nobody knows what that thorn was. Just like nobody knows what your thorn in the flesh is. But God is saying today to be thankful. Be thankful. Let him process you through the change. Like my friend who had cancer, he trusted God and believed God. That was his thorn, and now he's healed. Like the young woman who lost her mother at a young age, able to say on Thanksgiving Day, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity I had with her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I imagine that the 9 people that was killed in that shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina, if you remember, recall that story with this long range of young white boy went in to Emmanuel Church and shot 9 people. Didn't care about who they was, who their family was, and or anything. But every family of those slain victims chose to respond in a very godly way. They forgave them, and they gave God thanks. And this Thanksgiving Day, this past Thanksgiving Day, I could only imagine how they must have felt the loss of their loved one, not enjoying the pleasure of their labor, but yet in the same time giving thanks to God for the opportunities presented. Grace is God's unmerited favor. It's a gift that he gives to us. It's not something we earned. We can't go out and buy it. Nobody can give it to us. It's a gift from God. And when he gives us grace for something we deserve, he extends mercy. For something we don't deserve, he extends mercy for something we do deserve. Grace. This Thanksgiving, we all receive grace to live another day. This Thanksgiving, we all receive mercy for the things we may or may not have done. Grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have another scripture I'd like to share with y'all. And the scripture is, I have a list of all my papers, I'm sorry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God. 1 Thessalonians 5:15-19, Paul said, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. And everything good or bad, give thanks to God, for this is the Father's will for us in Christ Jesus. In the good times and in the bad times, we're supposed to give thanks. When things are not going the way we plan or the way they think it should go, we should give thanks. When things are bad and we can't see our way clear and we don't know what to do and we have no answer, give thanks. There are many reasons for us to give thanks. So before this weekend is up, I'm asking everyone to make a list, to take the opportunity, to spend a few minutes and thank God for the things he's done for you.
Amen.
Maybe it was a bad situation. Maybe it was a good situation. Whatever it was, write it down. Make a list. And give God. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, I just thank you. Father God, I just thank you tonight for challenging us to look beyond what we can see with our eyes and feel with our hearts, Lord God, to seek your wisdom and giving you thanks in everything. In our sorrows, Lord God, in our happiness, in our joy, in our peace. And those things that tend to touch us and put us on the bus, Lord God. Teach us how to get on the bus and ride it. Teach us how to say, thank you, Father. Help us to understand what we don't understand. And help us move forward in the things that you're calling us to. Give us a heart continuously for you. Teach us how not to quench the spirit in the things that we do. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Well, God is so good. He's blessed us tonight with a word of the young lady, and she has been speaking what God is saying to us and believing in us. And I want to thank her and tell her God still loves us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And John 55:44 says these words: how can you believe if you, how can you believe, receive honor one from one another? We need to honor one another. Now, let me explain it to you right quick. God is speaking to us, every one of us, to every one of us, trying to get us to leave the shores. Listen to me now. Leave the shorelines. All this junk and fighting and I'm better, you better. There is only one place where we can find the mind of the will of God. It's alone, to be alone with Him. And you know what? To be alone with Him means, from a spiritual standpoint, you got to spend your time before God. I don't care if you're a pastor, if you're a prophet. I don't care if you're a teacher. I don't care if you're an evangelist. I don't care if you're the fivefold minister. But the Bible declares, in order to have a true relationship with Yeshua HaMashiach through Jesus Christ to God, we must spend that time, quality time, alone with Him and say to Him, Lord, will you speak to me? And I'm here to tell you, I'm a living witness. God will speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Well, I'm so excited already. I got to slow down. It's a narrow way now. It's a narrow way. See, Willie Hunter's not dependent upon anybody on the radio station. My time is spent with Jesus Christ, that He may take me to the Father. And the Bible tells us, no man can get to see God except he come by Jesus Christ. The lines are open, amen. And if the lines are open, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know one thing I take notice of? If we take, see, there's a holy war going on. And if you want to be a holy one, you want to be a part of holy war, you got to be in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Father, and the Holy Son, because this is a holy war. Satan's already lost it, but he's trying to fool some of us to believe that he's still in charge. He's nothing but a big lie. And to those who want to believe it, it's their problem. We're trying to convince them to come to know Jesus Christ. See, one thing, beloved, let me tell you. We see the bind, what I ask God for more, and this is what I'm learning, to bind and to loose. If you want to bind the spirit of the enemy, the only way you're going to be able to do that, not because you got a great church, you got a great message, you got a great voice. You got to spend that time with Jesus Christ. You got to get the mind ready to, and the will of God. Oh, that's important. The will of God. The will of God. Who's the will of God? Jesus Christ. And then you can bind the enemy and you can loose the benefits that the body of Christ needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing I was saying in our conversation, see, there are many examples of healing touch. And see, I always say this to everybody. You're healed by the power of God that came through Jesus Christ. And you will be strengthened and be healed much after much prayer. But you know, a lot of people want to come into the prayer line and want to get prayed for, but they don't want to go through the sacrifice. You've got to sacrifice yourself unto the Lord Jesus Christ that He may take you to the Father. And these latter days we now live in, I want us to understand, we have to have the faith of a little child. We got to have that kind of faith of a little child. See, little children don't get on the radio and go to yada, 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 yada. They start playing together. Now, one going to always be in the crowd who want to be in charge of, but that's the bigger crowd can overpower them. I've seen it happen. We who are believers can overpower the dog when they're trying to come into our place. It's up to us to make authority. And somebody was asking me about how does a woman get healed when she had the issue of blood. If you look at Luke 8:43-48, he said, and he said unto her, daughter, to somebody out there in the listening, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made you, not what the doctor said, not because you went to see the witchcraft or the soothsayer or those who cast down this and that. He said, but your thy faith, the faith you have in God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, the blind man was also healed. Matthew 9:27. Listen to it. Then he touched, ooh, Jesus. He thy eyes, saying, according, see, thy faith, your faith, according to your faith, it shall be unto you. If you don't have the faith wagon of God, if you don't have the faith of God, well, what is faith? Faith is believing that God said who he is. I am that I am. Now, some people might have a definition. They can raise it. But I'm just saying what I see, what I hear. Faith is believing that God is faith. God is faith. God spoke the world into existence through faith. It wasn't because of some scientific attitude or some scholarly attitude. See, now, we all know about blind Bartimaeus. He was healed, and Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy faith. Here again, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately, not yesterday, not tomorrow, not the next week, immediately he followed Jesus in the way. I'm going to say this in the lines I want to line. I'm waiting for somebody to start speaking. Healing of the leper, L-E-P-E-R, Luke 17. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Here we see examples of thy faith has made thee whole. We see these words, thy faith, your faith, thy faith has made thee whole. Good God Almighty. See, and we live in a world where we come into a dog world, a world of damnation, but Jesus Christ paid the full price. He paid the full price by giving his full life in the faith factor because he was the Son of God. And when you go and read Psalm 22 and read the Bible of Psalms, you're going to find out what Jesus, the Son of God, was constant before the Father. And he says, I was in them face to face. The Holy Spirit was there. They were face to face. They would look at each other. They were the throne. They was there constantly. And he said to the Father, prepare me a body. And I'll go down the midst of the brethren. I'll walk in amongst the midst of them. And I will teach them your way. See, the only way God can get to mankind is he need to have an intercessor. And that intercessor was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. And so, when I take notice of what he did, I love the Lord with all my heart. He did it. See, and you got to understand to increase your faith. You want to increase, you know, you got to exercise your faith. Anybody else on the line got something they want to say while we're talking? Anybody else on the radio line? Hello out there. Well, praise God. Praise God. Well, let me say this to you. See, because today, how many people in the church where you are? How many people in your home? How many people that are walking around you need a healing? Need deliverance? Need salvation? If you're a pastor of a church, everybody that comes to that church need to be set free. If you're an apostle, you need to go out there and rebuild churches, help to rebuild the churches. If you're a teacher, get a sign in the church where you can teach the word of God. If you're an evangelist, get started in stirring up. See, the enemy comes in, but the evangelist is stirred up. And the prophet, a prophet is there to speak the word of God. Only when God gives them the word. And a lot of them want to get in churches and want to say, the Lord said unto me. Needs a pastor that's full of the Holy Ghost, that has gone through the royal diadem and says, hold that prophecy until the time that it's available. Sometimes prophecy is not available to people. Sometimes it's a private concept. But I will say this to everybody that believes. Exercise your faith. Whatever you want from God. Jesus said it. He said, let the Father know. Say it to the Father. I want I said to the Father, here is my petition. Somebody said, what is your petition? Ain't none of your business. Ain't none of your business. It's between me and the Holy Father through Jesus Christ. Now, you being ugly? No, I'm not. I'm being honest. I'm being honest. Because I want you to know, I want you to have what God has for you. And God has given us the best. See, I'm a living witness here a few days ago after going through a challenge of body being with cancer. And God promised me, he promised me in his word. Now, did I fall in line with the words here? Thy faith, you're my faith. But the Bible tells me my faith has made me whole because I believed on the word of God. And I am completely healed of cancer. No heart attacks, no lung burst. And I'm just completely healed. Now, some people say, amen, he's gone crazy. I done gone crazy. I'm even crazier now because I saw what God did. When you have seen the picture, hey, when you have seen the picture of cancer on your body, you know it's not of God. It's the devil. He is a liar. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, I love you, Father. That's why he said, huh? He said, go thy way. Hallelujah. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Praise the living God. Ah, oh, Jesus, I love it. See. Ah, slow down, huh? Slow down. Yes, Lord. I don't have nothing but to do is praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's it. Yes. That's the key.
All I can do is praise him. Now, somebody say, you on the on the radio? Look, man, woman, I don't care if I'm in the dark bench. I'm going to say, let light of God shine in here because I know what God has done for me. Woo! Hallelujah. Maybe praise somebody listening to us want a little bit, as they say in the country, you want some of what we drinking? You want what we drinking? Holy water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Hey!
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I invited some young on tonight with a prophetess. Are you there, young man? Are you there, pastor? Are you there? This is your opportunity. Your line is open. Go ahead and speak. Take your son off. Take your phone off of mute and come say a word to us. Hallelujah. Well. No. Prophetess.
Amen. Praise the living God. Amen. All blessings flow. You know, we can't talk enough about faith. And try to help build one another's faith. And I was just even thinking this morning, when we go to bed and we go to sleep, we're not guaranteed to wake up.
That's true.
Because the Bible declares, when they are sleeping, they are dead. But because of Christ Jesus and what he has done, it's through his grace that we are able to wake every morning. It's through Christ Jesus is the reason why we have our faith and can build our faith. The word declares that he is the author and he's the finisher of our faith. And the race that he has ran, he ran it until he conquered all things. So it doesn't matter what any circumstance or situation many of the righteous afflicted, but God delivered them
out of them all. And faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. We got to plant that seed like never before. And I know in the book of Mark and Luke, it states, how we plant, how we sow, is how we're going to reap.
Amen.
We plant a 30, 60, 100. And
Amen.
That's according to the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So I was enjoying you talking about faith, because that's the only way people's faith is going to be increased, through the word of God.
Yes.
And faith builds. Faith builds relationship. And you don't have to be a believer in order for your faith to be activated. God can do something for you that will cause you to believe, that will activate your faith.
Amen.
And we have seen that time and time. Again, through the word of God, we know that he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And this is trying to draw and encourage people to come into relationship with him, our Lord and our Savior.
My God, my God.
Take God at his word. Allow God's word to be manifest in your life, and in well as somebody else's life. Each opportunity, and I hear you time and time again on this radio, you invite people to speak, and for whatever reason, people care not to come forth. But anytime we get the opportunity to speak of the good news, the gospel of Christ Jesus, we should take that opportunity, because his word is line upon line and precept upon precept. And we all prophesy in parts, so it's a puzzle that has to be put together. We're supposed to be fitly joined together. There's no big I, nor is it a little I in Christ Jesus. We all should have the same purpose and the same goal, is to win souls to Christ Jesus. So being timid or intimidated by someone else, because you, for whatever reason, you think they have more than you do. All power was given by God. There is no other power. Only thing that makes somebody look greater than somebody else is according to what you do with what God has given you. We all been dealt a measure of, and it's up to us to increase that measure of faith, and that's through the word of God. When God can see that he can trust you with more, then he gives you more, and he gives you more. The word declares that he'll take you from glory to glory to glory.
Amen.
And that's just taking you into another realm with him. So whenever you get the opportunity to speak, encourage, Because that's what the Word of God does. And the reason why he manifests us in the earth is just to build someone else and reconcile them back to Christ Jesus. So we should intention in our heart, and it's through the love that we have for Christ Jesus that we should love someone else to see them come out of that frame of mind, a state that they're in. Some people are going to never be unlocked by the cares and the intrusions and entrapments that this world has placed upon them. Unless we do. You know, in school, we have special ed classes. And some of those kids need one-on-one. And some of these people, they need one-on-one.
Amen.
We can speak to the multitude. We can speak to the multitude, but I guarantee in that multitude, God is singling somebody out. Or he wants to pull someone out. You think that when Jesus began to walk the earth and he began to call forth his disciples, do you not think that they were not dealt with any kind of issues or problems or demons?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, they were.
Yes, they were.
And God, that's right. And God singled them out because he wanted them to be free. And not only did he want them to be free, but he wanted them to carry on the work that he has started.
Yes.
And that's where our mindset should be. Let this mind that be in Christ Jesus be in me also. Carrying a torch. A race cannot continue unless somebody is willing to carry that torch and pass that torch on to the next person. And I'm getting personal. And that's what God wants. He wants that intimacy. Carry that torch in your house. You wonder why you've been singled out and called out in your house. And you don't understand the warfare that you have to endure. If God didn't see fit or think that you could do it, he would have never gave you that assignment. Don't give up on your loved ones. Reach home. Let that love start at home and then spread abroad. Too many times we forget about our loved ones at home because the controversy and the things that we have to encounter with our loved one. Or the most important thing that I hear people always say, they don't listen, they don't hear me. Stop speaking out of yourself and start speaking out of the power and authority of the Holy Ghost that God has given you. We got to learn how to truly be sincere, pureness. Who can stand on this holy mountain? Jesus Christ is soon to come back. And we want to start that ministry at home. If you check out the book of Acts, that's where they started. They broke bread from house to house. House to house, house to house. They were on one mindset, one accord, so the Holy Ghost can come in. We got to learn how to stand and see salvation of God. We got to begin to really, truly take that His word for real. Dr. Honey, you spoke of the woman with the issue of blood. That identifies with the whole world, the whole universe. Because in our bloodline, there are some issues. But because the Redeemer came and destroyed those bloodline curses, we don't have to accept them. And when we see them raise the nasty little head, we know how to cast them out. Walk in authority and the power. You know, in Book of Acts again, those demons said to that man that they whooped and beat up on, "Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you? Get fortified in the things of God." So when you encounter demons, all you got to do, and I promise you, my hand to God, is to raise your hand in the authority that God has given you and tell those demons where to go. And they got to go because of power. You operating out of the power and authority of Christ. It's not out of yourself. I command you by the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. And I send you back to that dry place, never to return. You see the spirit that's operating in your households. Let's make this personal and not turn a blind eye to it. Well, not let the enemy trick you and saying that I'm not going to help my loved one because I don't like the way they treat me. I don't like the way they talk to me. Those are spirits that we must begin to deal with. We got to begin to operate out of the spirit of love. When love is established, the enemy has no room to come in. He can't get in because of that bond, that covenant that God has made with you and I. God's not going to break His covenant. We step out of the will of God. God's word is set. It's set forever. From this day and forevermore, it's not going to change. We're the ones that got to make the change. And we got to get sincere and serious about our Father's business. I can take a roll call or a poll and ask, how many want to see their family members go to hell and burn forever? I guarantee you, nobody.
Well, praise the Lord. One of the speakers that's on the phone line dropped, but we have another person online. Would you got something you want to say tonight? Hello? Well, tonight's a nice day.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is Pastor Walter. How you doing, sir?
Okay, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, very well. I was listening to a young lady who was talking about faith, and I think that's a great, great subject in this time because the way things have been going in our country and in our nation around the world, that we do need to see more Christians moving into faith. And I'm glad to see that you're having a conversation about that. One thing to build our faith is the more we stay in the study of God's word and stay in the presence of God's word. I think we need both of them. We need the spirit of God and we need to stay in God's word to really increase our faith, because right now, sometimes you see everything that's going on, it seems like the Christians have to take a better stand than what we've been taking. And I see that some of them doing it, but it's going to take the word of God and the spirit of God to continue to move us forward in this faith fight that we're in. Because I know it's a faith fight when you look at all the things that's going on. And I believe that God wants to produce miracles in our life. And in order to do that, it's going to take the faith. And I think that the more we continue to spend time in this word, the more we spend time in his presence, it'll build us up. It'll build us up to the point where God can really, really move strongly in our life. And so I think it's a great subject, talking about faith. I think that we need to push generation from generation to continue to teach our children about faith. And we can see a great, mighty move of God in the last days.
Amen. Amen. So, what church are you pastoring?
I just started a church. I'm pastoring a miracle church. I was at a church close to the area I grew up in. I grew up from on the north side of Houston, in Riverwood, and I had a church right off of Pitwell. But the Lord had pressed on my heart. I started a church called a miracle church. It's been in existence at least about 6 or 7 months, and we worship off of Spears Road right now. And I had to leave because the Lord told me it was time for me to leave the church. I went through some issues in life, had family issues, and the Lord told me he wanted me to start the miracle church. And he told me he was going to bring miracles to the body of Christ by coming through my life. And in the last 7 months since we started this church, we've been seeing all types of miracles.
Amen. You're located probably on 45 and where?
45 and Spears Road. 45 and Spears Road. The address is 1369. We found a church that was leasing out a building when we got started. We started off in a hotel. We found a church that was leasing the building off of Spears Road. So we have
fast,
church.
Sir. You're talking too fast. You tell us where you're at now.
I'm off of Spears Road. Spears Road. Yeah, Spears Road. 1369 Spears Road. And we have service at 12:30. 12:30. And we have Tuesday night miracle nights. That's at 7:30. And that's where we take time to teach people about the supernatural things of God on Tuesday night and how to produce miracles in their life. If you follow some principles of God, you can see miracles in your own personal life.
Well, now, a miracle is hallelujah, praise the living God. And so you got about 100 people in your church?
Yeah, we have about between 50 and 100 people. And since we started, I've been seeing miracles in my life ever since I started ministry. I've seen people get out of wheelchairs. I've seen people bring people by, get spirits cast out of them. I have seen people heal from level 4 cancer. I have seen people that used to couldn't even go to the restroom, had to have bags attached to them for to go to the restroom, and the Lord instantly healed people. I've seen blind eyes open. A lady brought her the God daughter to us, and one day Jesus touched the young lady's ears, and I remember the grandmother kept calling me, saying that she can hear. And we've seen so many miracles, and I'm just grateful that the Lord decided to use me, and I believe he can come through anybody. As long as they have the faith to believe that God can use them.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're talking to the faith factor. We believe in faith. You probably remember me because I was a civic club president, Willie Hunter.
Okay, yes.
Uh-huh. And faith is... needs to invade the body of Christ in the northeast part of Houston. And
yes,
I know the reason why some of these religious churches don't want what you're talking about, because they're not ready to step into to the next level of obedience. And I applaud you for your obedience. And you and I want you to stay on the line. This young lady that I brought on a few minutes ago, when I had an incident, God sent her to me, and she prophesied unto me what God's going to do in my life.
Wow, very good.
Not so much that I believe in prophecy, but I have to know for myself that is the word of God. God has sent somebody. I always say, God, if this is you, let me know. God will let you know. And when
That's
God
right.
sends somebody, when she began to describe to me only me and God talked about, God let her peep into my prayer. See, God will let somebody know you creep into your prayer life, and God began to move. And so far, I've met her and many others on the radio station. And I want to thank God for you, brother man. And we're just gonna believe God. And I know that you have a great work to do. You got a television ministry?
No, that's next. I have been interviewed I've been interviewed once on TVN by Patrick Landry. Was on a radio station once a while back, and now moving forward to get those things going again. I had to go through a little experience, and I'm glad I went through what I went through because it increased my faith, and it made me trust in the Lord a whole lot more than I did in the beginning. But that's my next step, to work forward, getting on TV, getting back on radio, and letting people know they can have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, because there's a need for this time. The Lord has shown me. I even prayed for people that were sick and just gone be with the Lord. I've seen the Lord raise dead. I have seen that several times in my ministry. So I'm looking forward to pushing. That's my next thing to do in the Miracle Church, start getting us more airtime, TV time, where we can let the people know the kind of anointing that God have on our life. And I think if people knew about it, we wouldn't have no room to hold the people in Houston.
Well, I'll tell you now, I hear what you're saying. I'm a believer. But I hear what you're saying. Do you remember Lakewood Church in the northeast part of Houston?
Yes, yes.
You know John Osteen?
Yes, yes.
Not Joel, but John. John was the father. I walked with the father as he was on this earth realm, as his personal bodyguard. And that's why, as a black man coming to the knowledge what God is doing in this hour, what God is doing this hour, what God is doing this hour.
Yeah.
And so I'd like for you to pray about it, think about it, become a part of KESK radio station. By you being a part of the radio station, you can reach and reach and tell the untold. And one day I'd like to come out there, just sit and listen and observe, and I'd like to come one day by the grace of God and minister word to your people.
Okay.
And I don't come in to try to take over a person's church. Because I know who you know, that I know who we know. We know Yeshua HaMashiach. We know Jesus Christ, who knows the God, the Father.
Yes.
And the Father has a great work for you to do. And after a while, you're gonna hear someone coming and tell you what God has more work for you to do. Now, I'm just a believer, my brother. I'm just a believer. And when you know that, you know. Sometimes, as I was teaching the word about the woman who got her faith made her whole, the blind man, your faith has made you whole, and Jesus spoke to one whose name was, he said, thy faith has made you whole. See, when we take the word thy faith, thy faith, thy faith, it is a faith that we have in God through Jesus Christ. Now, do you have somebody sing at your church?
No, we have somebody that leaves, but we always welcome people to come in, because right now it's a new ministry, and we billing, has God sent the people in, and he put in a good miracle team together. So we welcome people to come in, and we just place them where the Holy Spirit said they need to be at, because I need the people to help get the assignment done as well.
Okay. Are you under pastor?
Yeah, I was brought up with Pastor C.L. Jackson in Fifth Ward, Texas. Most people know about being a Dawn Church, and I've been there for many, many, many years before I started my ministry. He taught me the Word of God, and then one day I met a lady named Dr. Ruby Allison. And when she laid hands on me, that's when the supernatural power of God started just moving in my life. But, yes, I have some people that I'm up under, and have a couple of mentors that I look up into. And been an interesting journey, a journey by faith. I would tell anybody, you know, you have some difficult times. And most people shy away from God when they have difficult times. That's when you need to turn to God. And I went through a lot, and God got me at a good point there. And I'm glad to hear you say something about Brother John Osteen, because I heard a story. I went back and studied different people in the direction I was going with. I never forget one of the stories I studied about him when he said he was going to the high school over there in Pasadena, I believe it was, and he had a healing service. And someone came up to him that couldn't hear. And this may push my faith, and I'm glad you said that because it reminds me of that story. Because wherever you go, you can study people that have been where you was at. And he said he prayed for that one particular person. God healed that person, then that helped push his ministry in the healing area so far. So I'm glad that you said that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else so you know. You remember the Dome Church down there in Fifth Ward?
Yes, Pastor Phil Jackson.
Yeah, when he was getting ready to build that new church, they wouldn't give him a permit.
That's correct.
Because I worked for the city, and I went to the director of the church, and I said, why is everybody here at the city of Houston where I work at, why didn't they give us a permit? He said, we didn't know that's where your church is. I said, yes, sir. Now, hear what I'm saying to you, young man. To those of us who can believe, we can stand in the gap for somebody else.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've watched God build that church down there. And CL asked me, he said, I said, you owe me nothing but the love of Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm glad to know we connected with the same people. That bring a lot of joy to my life, Brother Hunter.
Amen. So I'm telling you, I done been through the trial. And right now I'm at a place in my life. And my wife will tell you, see, she says, are you all right? She'll ask me, I'm okay, baby. But I want to know tonight, I got your number and everything, and I will be talking with you, but I want you to stay on with us here, because I know you got to get up in the morning, but I want to hear my beloved friend. Her name is Prophetess Shonda Fields. She's all the way from South Carolina via Atlanta. Are you there, Prophetess? Hello? Are you there,
Doctor?
Oh, okay.
I'm here, but not South Carolina, North Carolina.
Oh, that's what I'm just saying, so I get both places, because I know here and there and here. All right. You from North Carolina now, right?
Yes, sir, I am from North Carolina.
Okay, so, brother, you see how far the word gets out?
Yes, I see that. Very good. Very good.
So we just thank God. And many blessings will not be received if you don't have the faith. See, if you're going to, you about 42 years old?
Yeah, I'm 49.
Okay, well, see, I know it's somewhere. But see, now God is raising up a generation of people like you. And you're going to have to get you a full force of believers that's going to walk with you, who's going to be with you. Don't mean Lord over them, what God has done for you, because I say it with love in my heart. When you take the word of God, give them nothing but the W-R-D, it becomes alive.
Okay.
Something began to happen like never before. And that whole area, you can start declaring and decreeing that for the next 3 miles, the Holy Ghost is moving our behalf. Every day you can pray. That's how John Osteen taught us to pray. And that's why you see, he said, we are global now.
Right.
And I said, wow, I learned it. And when I prayed for this radio station 20-some years ago, I didn't have the money, but I had the way to get the money. So I said, okay, Lord. Well, God brought it to at my the better part of my life and said, okay, you got it. Now I got the Blog Talk Radio. I don't have to be interrupted by nobody. Do what God told me to do on the radio station. I don't have no cursing, no lying, no cheating, no backbiting, nothing. We want to tell nothing but the love of God in our heart. Amen. Amen. And we on. Amen. We try to be on 7 days a week in the evening. And you and I are going to talk about Tuesday night and see what we can do to help you to get on the radio station with us and be a part of what we're doing. I want to be a part of what you're doing.
Very good. I'm looking forward.
And see, I just like to, I like to see one of the things that I learned from John Osteen in my early ministry as a young man. If you want to give more people to know about what's going on, you're going to have to invite some people who know the Word of God.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're going to have to call them in, set up a time for them to come in and spend one day ministering in your church. Or you want to have them for 2 days down at your church. And I'm telling the whole world so they'll know. You got to have a man or woman that can believe, not in what you say, but they have heard directly from God. When I walked with Oral Roberts, when he came to Houston, God had that man in a place that nobody else could be there. He only had one person that would walk with him. I learned so much. You name him, I got a chance to meet him. I walked with Kenneth Copeland. So my time has come. I'm not jealous. My time has come.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not afraid of not passing. I'm not afraid of doing this. I want to see the Word of God go out. That's all I want to see, brother. As the prophet said, when we're asleep at night, we're in the very image of death itself. We all, nobody knows, but God knows. He touches us and wakes us up. Hallelujah. Mm.
Praise
God. God Almighty. Prophet, you got a word
thank
to say?
God.
We got about. Amen.
Amen. No, I just want to encourage the young man. Pray and pray and pray and pray and pray to the Lord of the harvest that he was sending the laborers.
Thank you, Prophet.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophet.
Amen.
God bless you. You're welcome. Amen.
Amen.
And that's good because I know that's what I need. I need laborers. And Brother Hunter, I know that I need people that believe the way I believe. Building this supernatural church where miracles can happen to people, I do believe I have to pray. And thank you, Prophet, because I felt the Lord been pushing me more to pray even more. And then, Brother Hunter, I really, really believe that I need to be connected with people that believe the same way because I want it to be done in the excellent spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be done in the excellent spirit. I want all types of people come from the White House to the poorhouse. I want everybody
Amen.
To come. I want it to be done in the excellent spirit because a lot of time I notice some movements of God, people get to the point where it's too spooky. We'll leave out certain people. But I want it to be done so much. So, Prophet, I'm glad you told me to pray. I'm going to continue to pray. And I'm glad you told me, Brother Hunter, about connecting with the right people because I know I need to be connected with the right people to believe because I have seen so many miracles, but I kept saying, Lord, you gave me this anointing, but nobody knows that it's here. And I was wondering how you want me to get it out. So I'm going to continue to pray and continue to look for the people to connect me with to get the job done.
Well, my brother, God has given you the answer tonight. Believe me, God has given you the answer tonight. God has given you the answer tonight. Now, you're the leader of the church, and God's going to speak through you, but he has others that you are going to be working with him. And one thing that the Bible tells you and I, he says these words here and now, be not equally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? When these questions are raised, you have to go in there and dissect, debone, cast out. Darkness has nothing to do with the light. And you got some unbelievers going to come to your church. That's why you get the unbelievers to believe. And the more you get to believe, when I had a church, see, I'm just saying, I'm not bragging, but I done been put in jail as a young man when I was 20-something years old. Put in jail for preaching Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Put in jail. beat up on in a place right here in Texas. And some folks say, are you still an angry God? No, because that's what I have to go through. That's the suffering that I must go through that I might win the fullness of my Savior. And I'm more in love with Jesus Christ more now than anybody can ever think of. And this is how you increase your faith. You increase it by, as that the prophet has said, but it's according to your faith. You're looking, you've asked God to give you a seat that holds 10,000 people. You ask God for that. God's going to do it for you, but it's going to be a T-I-M-E. It's going to be fighting, movement, 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 fighting, movement, movement, movement. And you know what? You got to keep your eyes on the star post in glory. That's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My young man, my good brother, no matter what God has done to you at 40, you're near 50 years old. I'm just now reached 70. And I'm saying to you with the love of God, obey God, stay strange women away from you, strange men away from you. Let those who love the Lord be your friend in the body of Christ. Because the trap is always set.
Yeah.
And you got to understand, you got to hear some, you got to hear what you hear, you got to believe what you believe. Now, you read about, I'm reading a book now about one man. It says The Healing by a man named Smith Wigglesworth. That man was a bad man.
Yeah, yes, he was. I studied a lot of his books. That's what I would encourage anyone, and I think we have a lot of access to the internet, but I studied a lot of his books on faith, a lot of Smith Wigglesworth. And God would just literally speak to him. He would just literally go places and sit on at the bus stop anywhere. And whatever God told him, this person going to walk by, they would actually walk by. And so I wonder if you would just tell a story. I was telling a minister the other day the story about Smith with the work. Back then they used to stay in people's homes. They didn't stay in hotels.
Yeah.
And he got ready to lead a revival. And the lady who was hosting him at the house said, Smith Whitworth, you can't leave. She said, why? He said, why? He said, my husband ain't got saved yet. And he said, don't change the sheets. And
amen.
The bed that he stepped on.
No!
The bed that he stepped on.
I walk in it. Come on. I know what you're talking about.
That anointing was so strong on the sheets.
Yes,
until
sir.
She laid the husband in the bed. The next day he got up. And the story said he was an alcoholic. He went to one bar and bought some beer and spit it out. And told a bartender something wrong when he went to another bar and got in a fight, so they trying to pause him. After the third bar, he drunk and started fighting there and left and said he couldn't drink no beer. And the story goes, he got saved.
My God.
Amen.
That's how anointing Smith Wigglesworth was. And God want to share that kind of anointing with people right now.
Yeah.
A real fresh anointing where people can have life-changing experience.
Come on. Amen.
I just believe we go to church. We shouldn't just go to church. Something ought to happen when we go to church.
Amen.
Something ought to happen. And God is able to reveal the secrets of people's heart. People ask me, how you know stuff? Well, God revealed the secrets. That's how you know you've been in the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
So that's
a
good
person.
Go ahead, prophet.
And since you said that, that's why he told me to tell you to pray. Because prayer is going to unlock everything that you need in the Lord and even to fight your battles of the enemy. God said he's not going to leave you ignorant or blind to the devices of the enemy. Everything that you need through prayer, everything that you need is going to be through prayer. God is trying. You can, the guy you just talked about, Swift, yes, you talked about him, other people that you have encountered, the things that you have learned from their life, God's going to supersede that on your life. It's your story that God is writing now.
That's it.
But you got to stay true to this journey that God has set for you. It's great that we have mentors. It's great that we have people that we can
look and say, okay, this is how it happened, but God is doing a new thing in you.
Thank you, Prophet.
That's what the Bible Amen. Says. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, one of the things I take notice, I was telling, is one man that I had an encounter with. His name was, he was a blind black, he was a blind black man who started his ministry 100 so years ago. And it was called Azusa Street. Have you read about that?
Yeah, William Seymour.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Seymour.
Mm-hmm. Well, my brother, that's when I come in. When I heard John Osteen talk about William Seymour and the anointing that William Seymour had, William Seymour would walk up to a person with a broken arm and watch that hand that was all broken up. He watched that hand just extend itself. Shabda hiha, landi hihota. Ha, glory to God. He watched it. And there's a book on it. And so I just got nose. I said, Pastor John, I said, well, I'd like to meet this man. He said, well, Brother Hunter, he said, we both love you, but I think he's going to be with the Lord. But I began to research and search this man's life. And I watched this man's life, who started off in a place in Houston, Texas, where there was nothing but a lot of racism. He left from Houston to Pasadena, where he was down there with the miracles that God put in his life. But there was a white minister they had in the city to back up the church. That's not God. But he travailed. He travailed. And God moved him down to Oklahoma, where he went up there and did a whole lot of things, and they went against him. And then finally, God had moved to Los Angeles, California. He met two praying women. First, he was called to a church out there. When he was called to that church, he started preaching the Holy Ghost moving and doing this and getting healed. And the Baptists, have mercy on the Baptists, Lord. They locked him out of the church.
Yeah, that's true.
And when they locked him out of the church, I'm happy, Lord. When they locked him out of the church, the two women were still praying for us. Well, God has a job for you. Come on over here. We want to be a part of what you're doing. That's how Azusa Street was born out of. That's how I was born. And so I've been to Azusa Street. And I went there. And I've done everything. And I'm a witness. Wow, what an anointing. What an anointing. Not the anointing of God, but the anointing God has put on his life. Like God put the anointing on Abraham. We use that. He used Isaac. He used Jacob. He used Samuel. He used all of us. But the anointing that breaks every yoke comes from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
And I agree. And that's why I say I think a lot of people is missing that power of God in their life. A lot of people. I have seen where people will literally come because their children was missing. And God tell them, bring a picture and pray. And a couple of days later, the children will pop up. It's because I really believe the way we should function just like in the book of Acts. And thank you, sister, for telling me that God wants to do something special in my life, and I'm going to hold on to that. I walked in service before, and it was just stuff, everything was new to me. So I had to do a lot of research. And I walked in service, and demons would just start hot coming out of people just from walking in. So it was a lot of it was new to me, and it took a while for God to teach me everything, teach me what I had. And, sister, I'm thanking you for encouraging me by praying.
Mm-hmm.
Because that being a key, and I just was thinking about, I just told somebody yesterday, God is calling me to fast and pray a whole lot more, and the prophet just gave me confirmation on that.
Amen, amen. But I want you to start listening more to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. We have the gifts on the earth, but listen to the Holy Spirit. What he tells you more. If the Holy Spirit tell you, don't let me come to your church. Say, Brother Hunter, I love you, but I got a word from the Lord. You tell me.
Yes.
You tell me. Because the Holy Spirit is in the earth realm today. This is not to put either one of us down, but to have to give room for the Holy Spirit. Because he's in the earth realm today. And we leave, when the Holy Spirit leaves the earth realm, those of us that don't know Jesus Christ, they ain't going to heaven because there's going to be a fight like never before.
Yes.
Satan is doing everything He's doing everything. So I know this much. I know this much that, see, there are a lot of people that are listening to us, but some people won't call in. And the more they feel the anointing flow over this radio station, I've had people are calling, getting healed, their eyesight, kidneys. I said, you owe me nothing. It's God the Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And well, the Holy Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You said what now?
I said you're right about the Holy Spirit, and I tell people, he want to have an encounter with people. He want to have an encounter with them. And people really need to learn how to meet him, and they didn't lead him and guide him. Sometimes people will come to these services, these miracle service, and God will give me a name. It's the Holy Spirit getting it to me.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was just there to see people breaking down crying, and they asked me, how you know? And I, one lady, I told her, the Lord, Holy Spirit spoke to me and said she hasn't been getting any rest. Told me to go pray for her. When I prayed for her, the Holy Spirit told me to tell her something. I shared it with her and said that she won't get no rest. And right then in the midst of that service, she started hollering out, how do you know it? So I tell everybody, it's the Holy Spirit that moves. He moves through the service.
Amen.
He go and he showed me who to walk up to, who to touch. And I tell any preacher, I try to be led by the Holy Spirit.
That's the only way.
You can't get in no flesh if you want to see the glory of God manifest itself. And there's some people come in, I don't even touch them. I just hold my hand up, and the Holy Spirit will touch them wherever they're sitting at. So you're right. I'm understanding that he has to stay in control. I understand that I have to be humble. And I practice being humble. I go sit down. When he tells me to sit down, I take no glory. I give it all back to him. And I just wish a lot of people would just stop going to church and start letting the Holy Spirit meet them at the service, meet them where they have a life-changing experience.
Amen.
I told somebody, you cannot go out and leave the presence of the Lord and go back and sin and don't get convicted of your sins.
Come on.
If you have any kind of call on the Holy Spirit. You can't do it. I don't care. I have seen people that does a lot of things, and they'll post on the internet. They'll post on Facebook. They'll post this stuff and say a lot of stuff about God.
We got 90 seconds, sir. Could you lead us in prayer? We got 90 seconds left on there.
I'll lead you in prayer. Our Father, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, dear Jesus, for what you're doing. We thank you for the station. We ask you, Holy Spirit, heal those that need to be healed. Open their ears, open their eyes. Touch the kidney, touch the liver problem, touch their marriage problem. Bless the station. We speak healing to everybody's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And so tonight's the night that
we're... Look me up on Facebook, sir. Ask
okay, what's your name?
Prophet Shonda Fields.
Fields?
Yes, F-I-E-L-D-S.
Oh, Fields, okay. Okay, I will look you up, Prophet.
Okay.
And so we just
Amen.
Thank the Lord while we're on the radio station, and we're broadcasting live on air. And one thing I will say, what the Lord has done for us, that God has blessed us, taught us tonight how we increase our faith, how
Amen.
We, how me, how I, to those who can believe. Because when we come back, hallelujah, we're going to see him. We're going to be king of kings with the king. We're going to be prophets with the high prophet. We're going to be there with the priest. We're going to be just what he said. And remember, I love you. I'll see you on the other side of life. God bless you until we meet again. Peace.
Amen. God bless. Good night.